From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. French officials identify a third attacker. The man was killed during the Paris terrorist attacks. In November, officials announced Wednesday that the attacker was from Strasbourg. He is believed to have traveled to Syria with a group of other people in late 2013. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter testified before the Senate Armed Forces Committee Wednesday and urged Turkey to do more to control its often porous border with Syria. Carter criticized Saudi Arabia and other Gulf states for being, in his words, preoccupied by the conflict in Yemen and not paying enough attention to the fight against the Islamic State group.
And just this past week, I personally reached out to my counterparts in 40 countries around the world in the coalition and ask them to contribute more.
Carter said the international community has to step up the fight against IS before another terrorist attack happens. The head of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says the two shooters in last week's California massacre were radicalized before they met online and started discussing jihad and martyrdom about 2 years ago. FBI Director James Comey told the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday that the two were inspired by foreign terrorist groups. Several news organizations reported late Wednesday that law enforcement officials are saying that an associate of Farouk's told investigators of the 2012 attack that was planned and later abandoned. Rwanda is set to vote next week on a constitutional amendment that will allow President Paul Kagame to run for a third term in 2017 and potentially to remain in power until 2034. The referendum is forecast to pass easily. This is VOA News. Tanzanians marked their country's Independence Day Wednesday, not with a parade, but with a cleanup of the streets. President John Magufuli was one of several top officials who picked up trash around the capital, Dar es Salaam, as part of a nationwide cleanup exercise. A new report finds a marked decrease in fighting between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed rebels in the eastern part of Ukraine. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN finds a dramatic drop in the number of civilian casualties between mid-August and mid-November. During this reporting period, it says 47 people were killed and 131 wounded. This is a 230% decrease compared to the previous reporting period of mid-May to mid-August. The report notes fewer people are dying in large-scale and indiscriminate shelling of populated areas in Donetsk and Luhansk. New casualties result mainly from explosive remnants of war and improvised explosive devices. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is criticizing European governments for limiting how intelligence agencies share counterterrorism information around the world. Speaking in London, Lynch called it particularly disappointing that the European Court of Justice recently struck down the so-called Safe Harbor Agreement that allowed U.S. companies to easily send customer data from the European Union to servers based across the Atlantic. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel apologized Wednesday for the police shooting of a 17-year-old black suspect last year. He choked back tears as he spoke at a special council meeting. Time magazine has named German Chancellor Angela Merkel its 2015 Person of the Year.
Time's Person of the Year for 2015 is German Chancellor Angela Merkel. We chose Merkel because virtually every major news event of this year landed on her desk.
Radhika Jones is the magazine's deputy managing editor. Pakistani officials say peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban are likely to resume as early as next week. The latest development comes as Afghan and Pakistan leaders meet in Islamabad to discuss the fledgling peace process in Afghanistan. Ayesha Tanzim reports.
The officials who requested anonymity say an internationally guaranteed and monitored peace process is likely to get underway next week. They added Pakistan wants an international presence in the entire process because of the long history of mistrust and suspicions between Pakistan and Afghanistan. Speaking at a news conference after the meetings, Afghan Foreign Minister Salahuddin Rabbani confirmed an understanding has been reached on starting the reconciliation talks with the Taliban. Ayesha Tanzim, Islamabad.
On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down most of the day on Wednesday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.